Monday mornings on the Brekkie Show, we give you a bit of a recap of the GVL over the past weekend. And our man we chat to, Michael Van Dorsa, joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Morning, Josh and Nick. What a weekend it was.
I don't know what I want to get to more, if I want to get to the massive win from Mansfield or Echuca remaining the only undefeated side for the GVFL so far.
Well, both had some. Both were really good wins in both respects. Mansfield, 113-point win over Tatura. Billy Hogan, the star there, with four goals for the Eagles, and it feels like a bit of a turnaround for the team from the High Country, because we were talking about them not doing so well the first couple of weeks, and now all of a sudden they put this big result on the board, and we'll see how they go for the rest of the season.
Can I say, my cousin, Zave, he plays, and so does Chaz, he plays in the reserves, but Zave plays for Tatura, plays in the senior side. He missed a family wedding on the weekend, Michael, so that he could play for the Bulldogs. No. And it's good to see that his presence was noted on the field.
Oh dear, that's going to live in folklore for the rest of the family life, right?
I think it very much will. Look, let's move to Echuca, only undefeated side for the season after a good 14-point win.
Very good 14-point win. We thought this would be a very close game, and it turned out to be exactly that. Echuca doing everything they can to maintain their status as premiership favourites. You would think Marukna tried hard. Ben Hicks and Jack McHale were the best players for the respective sides. Ben Hicks and Marukna and Jack McHale for Echuca, but Angus Byrne doing great work up forward with three goals.
We had a close one as well between Swans and Seymour. How was that game?
Yeah, that was three goals in the end towards the Shepparton Swans, which was probably a bit of a surprise result for a few. Massive second quarter. They had 10 scoring shots to come away in that one to really set themselves up. So, and they were able to share the goal kicking around, which is good. Four players kicking two goals each. So.
Now, quickly, we've got Shep over Rochester by 45 points, but Yeroa taking over Kai Abram, defeating them. First time in a long time we hear 3-point win, which is, talk about keeping it close.
Yeah, exactly. Some really good results, as we said, across the GBL for the whole weekend. 3-point win for Yeroa over Kai Abram, which was, again, very surprising. But Kai Abram, I think, a bit on the rebuild this year. Will definitely be still around when the whips are cracking. But great work by the team down from Yeroa in that regard.
And a big one as well, very rare. We've had a draw. Benalla and Shep United draw at Benalla. Unexpected.
Oh, very unexpected, boys. I can't remember the last time there was a draw in the GVL. There was a couple of shots in the final minute to see if Benalla could get the win. But unfortunately, they both went through for minor scores. And in the end, it was a draw between the two sides.
I can't think of really, I don't know, if I've never in the flesh witnessed a draw. The mood at the ground must have been quite strange, you'd imagine.
It was very strange looking at the footage. The player with the ball at the end actually thought they had the win for Benalla, which was even funnier if the footage appears on that one. But they had players with down their haunches and just absolutely sapped of energy. So play 2 hours of footy for 2 points is not really the way people want to go.
And just quickly as well, before we say goodbye to you, Michael, who are the winners on the netball court for the weekend?
Well, Tatura, Shepparton, Seymour, Shep United, Yeroa, and a huge win to Marukna over Echuca by 42 points.
Were they expecting to keeping it? Was that expected to be such a blowout? Or
I don't think that was supposed to be a blowout. I think I remember saying this time last week that was going to be a really close game. So exciting result there for the Cats. But that one will be one to keep an eye on as it comes through.
Yeah, well, a very, very exciting round that's just gone, and a good one coming up as well. We appreciate your time this morning, Michael. Thanks for having a chat.
Not a problem at all, guys. Thank you very much.